Socceroos crucial World Cup playoff. It's against Honduras. The first game is in Honduras. It's at 7:30 tomorrow, Saturday morning, live on HD. No ad breaks during play on Fox Sports. And Fox Sports' one half of Fox Sports' best football commentary team is our very Brisbane Strikers legend, Andy Harper, who is in Honduras, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Harps.
G'day. Geez, you're getting looser and looser with the accolades, aren't you?
Well, you are a Brisbane Strikers legend, but let's get to the matter at hand. People have been, there's been a bit of a brouhaha. Waleed and his crew managed to offend Honduras, not least with his guitar playing. What's it like actually on the ground in Honduras?
Yeah, well, I've got to say, Ed, the greatest offence was caused by the sheer badness of the joke. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the fine edge along which comedians walk. No, look, you couldn't be more impressed with the people over here. Just so nice, and you walk around the streets, and literally the traffic stops car after car just for people to stick their head out the window and say hi. I'm not making that up. It's just incredible. They're so friendly. Of course, there are security issues here. It's a very, very poor country. You know, this is... And look, the irritation about that Channel 10 gag, if I can call it that, was that, you know, this is a very, very poor country. 60% of the population lives below the poverty line. It's 20% live on less than $2 a day. I mean, surely Australian comedians can come up with something better than kicking a small, poor country when it's down. It was really poor taste.
We better ask about Tim Cahill. What did you see yesterday? We saw a little bit of vision. He looked like he was hopping around, but is he going to be right?
I don't know if he's going to be right. I'm not sure if his ankle's up to match intensity, but I'd have to say he's got to be further down the path than I thought he might be. And so you never know. He might be. The way this guy carries himself and looks after himself, he could be a chance to play some sort of part on the field. I should hasten to add that both he and Mile Jedinak have already had a profound influence on the squad just by being here. The skipper hasn't played a lot for his club, Aston Villa, and of course we've been following Timmy Cahill's ankle. The thing about Timmy Cahill's ankle, and you know you've made it as a sport when an appendage of your national team, one of your national team players, is front page news. It reminds me of Wayne Rooney's broken metatarsal and Tony Lockett's torn groin muscle before a Melbourne final. So.
Andy, can you just lay it out for me? We have to win this game and the next one. We can lose this game but must win the next one. How does all that work?
Yeah, I mean, you're sort of right. It's over two games. It's the team that scores most goals on aggregate goes through. There is the away goals rule as well, and people mustn't get confused about that. You know, if you score a goal away from home, it's worth double. It's not. A very much simple way to understand this, if people find it confusing, is after two games of football, if the scores are level on aggregate, the team with the most goals away from home goes through. So forget trying to get your abacus out and double this and take away your birth date and multiply it by your first girlfriend's age. You know, just forget it. It's the team with the most goals after two games, and if that is level, it's the team with the most away goals goes through.
They're going to be absolutely full on tomorrow. It's going to be a wonderful spectacle from 7:30 tomorrow morning on Fox Sports with Andy Harper and Simon Hill. Fox Sports commentator, mate, give us a prediction. What do you think's going to happen?
I'm confident the Aussies will get through over two games. I'm less confident they'll get out of tomorrow unscathed.
Yes.
But if they can leave with a draw, and certainly if they can score a goal away from home, it'll be a huge bonus.
Well, we need to make sure we get a result. It's as simple as that. Even if we play, you know, no fullbacks, no nothing, if everyone just stands on the goal line, whatever it is, we need a result, and fingers will be crossed. Can't wait to see it tomorrow morning on Fox Sports. Andy Harper, speak to you soon, mate.
Yeah, thank you.